Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, wait for it, oh, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Okay, here we are, Thursday, Conscious Creation Show. I am telling you, this webinar that we had with Susan Shadburn has opened up, I don't know what we opened up, but we've opened up another portal where the information starts pouring in. Again, through the channel. It's very, very exciting. And because of everything that's going on with my beloved Savannah, my doggie that I've had 16 years, you know, she has terminal cancer. And I don't know if most of you do know that my mother, didn't start, but really expanded the Cancer Association in Kansas City. So as I was growing up, we had all the bandages and the equipment and everything in our garage. And cancer victims would visit us daily to get their supplies. And I would watch my mother minister her beautiful love to them. And because it was so prevalent in my life, I kind of never wanted to really delve into it and deal with it. But Savannah has shifted something in me. And it was so weird, you guys. I was at the vet, and he looked straight at me and said, "You should Google mast cell tumor and learn about it." And I looked at him. There was such, you know, that weird communication of the universe when the universe goes, okay, this is a divine message through somebody or something. And I looked at him and I said, "Do you usually recommend that your pets' families do that?" He went, "No, I don't." And even as I was saying it, it was kind of bizarre, but I just think you might want to know about it and understand about it. So that opened up a whole thing that I have been researching and am going to continue to research and think I will probably put together a whole webinar on. I just want to bring to your attention all the fear, right, that's out there around cancer right now. And you know, rightfully so, because there are cases and there are people and there are lives that are being touched everywhere around this subject. And from looking through many different kinds of cancer in the body book, and you know, this body book that I work with, you can get it on Amazon. I believe it's called The Body Book or Messages from the Body or The Body Book. And it's by Michael Lincoln. They're a little costly, but I swear to you, I've never seen a more accurate book. They're the psychological backgrounds of all illnesses. And the one prevalent thing that runs through cancer is overwhelm. Now, interestingly enough, that dovetails into something really interesting that I've been tracking from another perspective. So, you know, let's just talk about overwhelm for a minute, because we actually did a whole webinar on overwhelm to just to show you how we're getting the information and putting it together, even if we're not really understanding at the moment that it's all coming to a fine apex point when we put the entire year together. When you get overwhelmed, you feel futile, you know, you have futility feelings. You don't like the world because you're overwhelmed. You feel powerless, right? You can feel ambivalent. You go, oh, God, I just can't do it, so I'm just going to do nothing, right? You kind of feel like you're a victim, all that stuff. So let me hold that in one place for me while I give you this other information. And this came from two dreams I had, and I'm not going to go into great detail. One of them, they were consecutive days. One of them, I was frantically looking through miles and miles, it seemed like, of clothes racks because I had to get this one outfit, and I had to make this appearance like in 5 minutes. So literally it was, I woke up in kind of a panic, you know, that panic you when you're falling or you're being chased, or, well, this was a panic of not being able to find this outfit. Now, the way I look at dreams is every part of that dream is you, which means I was searching for a part of myself and I couldn't find it. A part of myself that I really needed to take out into the public, right? Because I was having to go on to make an appearance. The next dream, I'm sitting with my Pilates teacher and her assistant, whom I love to death and am good friends with. And we're sitting in a circle, but we're sitting in a circle with a lot of other women in the class. And we're laughing and joking, and all of a sudden she turns around to me and she says, "I'm sorry, Dee, you can't be part of the circle anymore." And I, even telling you, I can feel what I felt in my, as if it had happened in real life with really good friends. And I said, "But why? We're having such a good time." And she looked at me point blank and she said, "Well, you just don't belong." Now, I want you guys to feel that because I think that's a big part of the puzzle and picture around our empowerment that we're looking for. So let's just stop for a moment and ask ourselves, do I see a world that embraces me everywhere and accepts me belonging? Do I within me feel the joy and the freedom and the empowerment around knowing I belong? I belong to money. I belong to a healthy body. I belong to a world that's awesomely friendly and happy. I belong to success. And then when I think of the world looking back at me, is the world going, "Yes, you belong. You absolutely belong. Come on. You're a part of everything," which means you're a part of God. And if you also are everything, then you are God. So you're God being a part of God. And how can that not belong? God has to belong to itself unless we've created it differently. So remember now that we're talking about overwhelm, and overwhelm creates a lot of stress. So let's start with, I can't find me, or I can't find the part of me that I'm looking for that's holding me back. That dovetails into, so I don't belong and I can't fit in because I can't find that part of me that feels like I don't belong, which creates a huge amount of stress in my life because all of me is not integrated in completely into my divine self, working together, because I'm still looking and searching for that part of me to come on board. And when I live in the stress, I live in the illusion that I don't have control, that I don't know I'm God, that I am separate, and I can't find my God frequency. So I want us to come together and claim right now, I am connected to the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited possibility, with the highest understanding possible around all of this. It is my commitment to serve myself, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere through divine love in this way. I am connected to the God of me. I belong. I want you to spend the whole week, everybody, the whole week, in simple little things like look at the grass and go, I belong to that grass. I belong to those hills. I was passing a mound of dirt, and I kind of smiled and went, I belong to that mound of dirt. I belong to that beautiful sky. Right? I belong to the group of people that know and celebrate themselves. I belong to my healthy body, or I belong to health in my body. Just start experiencing consciously your connection to everything, your oneness with everything. I have a lot more information around cancer, but again, I think we need to focus one complete, probably webinar on it. I don't know of any of us that would not be interested in getting to the complete picture of energetically what needs to be in alignment to create health and wellness around this dis-ease. Again, don't be unconscious when you read or listen to the news bleeps about cancer and the increase and, oh, this is coming. You know, be conscious and please do the work. Okay, in my life, I am perfect health. In my life, I handle everything. I know who I am and I belong. Be conscious, guys. And if you go into fear, you're not being conscious. You're being taken in with the flow. So I want to also let all of you know that on my Monday show on the Awakening Zone Network, they're offering a great weekend workshop right now as their special that I did with Amara called Journey to Wholeness. It's on relationships, relationship with yourself and with others. We actually, it was quite an amazing weekend. We actually had a couple who were getting ready to get divorced, and this was their last ditch effort, and totally reunited during this weekend. It was quite heartwarming. Amara does a lot of regressions, and it's a very powerful weekend if you're working on relationships. So if you're interested, go to the Awakening Zone academy.ning.com, and it's called Journey to Wholeness. Also, I have rolled out this awesome April program called Intense Focus Creation. We did it for the PPV, which means the people that have purchased from me before, and over my e-blast first because I want to honor those people by giving them first stabs at it. And we're off and running. If you're interested, sign up for the e-blast. It's on there, or you can go to imdwallace.com. What it is an intense, fun, everything we do together is fun. So months of one-on-one working with me. We're going to get together every morning, Monday through Friday, and I will be available for you all day until 6 p.m. Pacific time by text or email to answer any and all questions to help you and support you living in the moment, really living in the moment. There's a lot of other, the gratitude of self-love and the new focused creation, the video that I haven't released in the community is also a part of it and some other great stuff. But you have me basically as your mentor all day long as things come up that you can reach me on. So that's the April program, Intense Focus Creation. And please mark February 26th. Susan Shadburn will be back with us, the medical intuitive. A lot of breakthroughs are happening because of the patterns that we picked up in our last webinar with Susan. Susan is not available to do this kind of things unless you actually work one-on-one with her. She doesn't do very many of these webinars or get-togethers out there at all. So please take advantage of this very affordable time with her. All right, we're going to the calls. Here we go. Stay present, please. Marianne in Minnesota. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, Dee. So nice to talk to you.
You too, baby.
Thank you. So sorry to hear about your beloved Savannah.
Yes, well, me too, and the circle of life, you know.
It's true, isn't it?
It is, and we have to accept it. Doesn't mean that there aren't tears and sadness, but I talked to her and I said, let's have a great last whatever we have. Let's go on lots of walks. Let's have lots of snuggles around the TV. And she said, okay, Mom. So thank you for that, Marianne.
You're welcome. We worked together privately 2 weeks ago, and you identified my core issue as not ever feeling safe, and you were so right. And second of all, you recommended an appointment with Susan, and it's 2 weeks from today, and I'm wildly excited. And
good for you.
Thank you. And then we're going to be working together in April. So this is a big year for me. I'm committed to my healing.
You sure are, baby. Hold on. There's one thing that they want to bring to you today. Sheets, book, give me a song.
Frankie Valli, You're Too Good to Be True.
Okay. You gotta love how the subconscious works. Okay. Marianne, this is kind of an affirmation from them. It's not too good to be true. What you're doing and the expansion that you are and the expansion that you have claimed for yourself is a birthright. And having everything and having it all and being joyfully happy in your freedom is not too good to be true, baby. It's where we all should be, have a right to be. And literally, my pendulum's doing my big old funky, holy hell, this is it, spin. This is 2014 if you claim it. This is where we can be. So, yeah. Balls out, let's go for it. That's what I say. And
well,
you are.
Yes. You know, it's really what I called about. It seems like I can't quite get to loving myself and feeling that I am one with divine love and deserve to feel well and peaceful. You know, I make choices, I procrastinate, my joints slip a lot. It seems as if on some level I don't deserve to feel well or peaceful.
Yeah. I'm wondering if... And that's, you see, that's the part of you that you're looking for to belong.
Yes.
So we're going to direct all the parts, those parts of us that are not in harmony with divine love, with freedom, with joy, with fun, with consistency, with stability, right? All those parts, we're not going to look for you anymore because we know you want to be found. And we are choosing and directing ourselves to just know and be the wholeness. Because when we know we are the wholeness, those parts can't hide out anymore because they're part of the whole. Like we're part of the whole and we haven't known it. You see, it's what they're saying right now is that we're just metaphors for the bigger picture. So there's parts within us that are not functioning as the whole of us, where one part of us says, I want it, and the other part of it says, oh, no, you don't, or be careful, or you might get hurt if you do, or you don't deserve it, or, right? So there's a part or parts of us that are literally not knowing or not wanting to be or not deserving to be a part of the whole of the God that says, I'm magnificent. And that is a metaphor for us as people in the world, looking out going, well, I'm a part of all these parts of everything, and I don't know if I belong.
Yeah.
I don't know if I deserve to belong. But I'm choosing to know that the way it works is as soon as I choose to know it, I am it. As you see, it's not going to turn around until we turn around. It's the most important thing I can teach you. If you shift your perspective of you, the parts of you, you and the world being one with you, all of us, when we as a collective consciousness shift that perspective, we're there, period. And then there's nothing to be overwhelmed about, and cancer can take a hike. So let's all come together. Marianne's bringing in some huge, huge opportunities here. Let's all come together around all the positives that we have stated already on this show and consciously claim this is my clear direction, that I know I belong. I am the experience of belonging to the whole, as the whole, of the whole. I deserve it, and I'm worth it, and I want it, and I need it, and I deserve it, and I attract it, and I never have a problem with it, and I am able to create in this moment the wholeness of the belonging of me. And so it is, baby.
And it's safe to belong.
Absolutely, it's safe to belong. But you, again, are the creator of knowing that. You see, let me put it this way. You can put one person 5 inches from you, Marianne, and they can go, oh, it's not safe to belong, it's not safe to belong, and I have to pay for my body, and I'm a victim, and the world doesn't want me, and I know that the world doesn't think I belong. And they will create that world 5 inches from you as you create, I'm a glorious, magnificent being, I'm in peace, I'm in freedom, I'm in joy, and I belong as the wholeness of everything right where you are. That's the dramatic idea that you all have to understand. So, you see, when the majority of the people, let's just say there's only 10 people in the world, and six of those people are standing there going, I'm magnificent, I'm awesome, I can experience the wholeness, I know I belong, when the majority of those 10 people representing everybody in the universe, right, knows that they're magnificent and free and belong, then that majority of the collective consciousness will permeate and allow the rest of the people who aren't able to get there yet to start getting there. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. But we must individually start creating the world we want. And then the world we want manifests itself. I hope everybody, boy, you really served a lot of people, Marianne, because I haven't gone through that in that way in a long time. Thank you so much for calling, sweetheart.
I will be thrilled
to be working with you in April, honey. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we're going to Jen in Ontario. Hi. Whoops. Here you come. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. I don't know why I completely called. I just got. I had to. We had an amazing time. We had fun when we worked together. And I'm still in that place, and whether it's just to, I guess, do an affirmation for our last caller that we are creating the world that we want, and it's awesome.
I get a yes on that, that you just really came here to hold the energy and the presence of the power of this conscious creation stuff.
It is, and that's a very awesome word, is power, because I feel powerful in myself, but I also feel a huge sense of just peace and joy.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
Well,
so it's possible. We just all have to believe it, because, you know, as you say, you believe it and you shall receive it, and it's totally true.
Yeah, and live it, you know, mm-hmm. when you find yourself. I mean, man, I've really been tough love with myself this week. Of course, the news about Savannah, it takes you into vulnerability, you know. But so I started to go into the, oh, poor me, and oh, my God, my poor doggy, and all the places that we naturally go. And then I stopped and I went, Deanna, now, you know. And I do know, because I have literally been visited by my other pets and had messages from John Edward from them. And, you know, I know that physically she's not going to be here, but I know she's always going to be here.
Yeah,
you know?
I think, you know, and from what I'm getting through my people is that she just wants you to be happy. And
oh, for sure.
Isn't that like a simple but awesome message?
Yeah, I think that's what she came into my life. Well, we came into each other's life to balance each other. And so did you all come into my life, and so did I come into yours.
Mm-hmm.
We come in to love each other and help each other balance the journey of learning about this amazing free will that we have, you know, to love and support each other on this journey. And I feel it from all of you. So much love, Jen. Thanks for calling in, honey.
Thanks, Dee. Have a good one.
Thanks. And we're going to Anya in North Carolina. Hi, honey.
Hello. Good morning, my dear. This has been amazing so far. Holy cow.
Thank you.
Certainly not a maniac here. I wanted to get a little nuance on something about receiving. There was somebody, could have been Monday night, she was talking about a relationship that she was in with somebody that was continuing, I guess, to pursue her, and she was avoiding phone calls, and you said just...
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, so there is someone that I dated off and on for 3 years who was really hugely instrumental in literally getting me here, and... He keeps on being in touch, or, you know, sending texts, sending presents, sending cards, even though I've requested, please, you know, let's just let this go. We're done. We're over. We're complete. How do you, when somebody is is doing that. I want to be a good receiver to show the universe if I am receiving. But at the same time, at my I requested that we just, you know, step back and just
okay.
go about our lives. How do you handle stuff like that?
Well, this is a two-parter. First of all, let me say with tough love, if you really don't want someone in your life, they will leave.
Okay.
You know, all of you, that I've walked down this in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
So, really, energetically, the best way to handle this is I love and honor you as the energy that you are, and I'm wishing you away.
Okay,
so you literally send the gifts back. Thank you, universe. I receive the love and the abundance energetically from these, but I no longer energetically am tied to this other energy.
Okay, and it would not be perceived energetically as refusing to receive?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
That's
because receiving needs to be like giving without attachment.
Right.
And in a way that makes us feel joyful and happy and free. Your receiving from him does not do that. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking these questions.
Right. It's just because I know it's. I want to make sure that I'm keeping flow open, the recipe thing. Make sure that I'm keeping
you
that.
You can't shut off recipe, baby.
All right.
You can't shut off the flow unless you refuse to accept gifts from the universe.
Okay.
So be conscious and say, I am ready, willing, and able to accept all gifts from the universe and in ways that empower me and make me feel good and expand, right, my giving and receiving. But you don't feel good when you get these things, or do you?
Not especially because.
Okay, so stop right there, Anya. You see, when I say not especially, the universe goes, okay, I don't get it. She doesn't want to have contact with this guy, but yet there's a part of her that sort of feels good still getting all this stuff.
So it's a firm no then. And that's
it's you're split.
All of Anya
is not on board.
It's been the confusion about if I refuse to receive this, will the universe interpret this as, well, she doesn't want to receive. So
No, it won't. But there's also a part of you that sort of likes the attention and sort of likes him still trying to play that game of, oh, you know, I mean, come on, it makes us feel special for people to go, but I need you, but I want you, let me come back, take me, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a game you're playing with yourself, and you're keeping a more expanded relationship from you by continuing to allow this energy to play with yours.
Okay, and thank you for that distinction, because I have no interest whatsoever in any way, shape, or form of having relationship with this person again. So you just
have to wish his energy away. Don't open his emails.
Okay.
You know, we're done. If we're done, Anya.
Okay.
We're done.
Okay.
Right? But
okay.
You have to be done within you, because like a child, if there's any part of you that's not done and might be willing to play, he's going to smell that out and he's going to go for that.
Okay. For me, it was just not understanding how not receiving that would be interpreted energetically. So now that I know that I'm cool with that, then I'm kind of, it's probably.
Yeah, you tell the universe, bring it on from someplace else.
Yeah, now I get
where I'm free to really, you know, play with it.
Okay, thank you. You just made the distinction I needed to hear.
All right, darling. Thank you. What an interesting question. I had never looked at it from that point of view. That was some really interesting discernment. Matthew, my friend, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you, Dee? I haven't talked to you for such a long time.
I know, and I saw, I tried to get to you. I know you were on just two or three weeks ago, but we had so many callers I didn't get there, and I felt bad. So here we are now. What's up, darling?
Well, a lot of things are up, and I feel like I'm staying in creation almost all the time. It feels very, when I go out, I go, it's kind of like,
I know, it feels drastic,
feels weird,
doesn't it?
It is kind of drastic.
Yeah.
I have a question. It's a kind of similar to what you were just talking about, but in this case, I'm having issues with my body again and going back to an older, heavier body image. And the question occurred to me last day, how do you, like, love all of your body and say goodbye to the weight you don't want while not hating your body for having the weight right at that moment?
Well, I think you the first word they're giving to me is compassion.
Hmm.
Most of us, it's very funny, most of us can have compassion for a homeless person, but not for ourselves. So that leads me to, we have compassion for helplessness, or what we perceive as helplessness.
Uh-huh.
So why do you think you might be helpless around maintaining a healthy body weight? What makes you helpless around it, Matthew?
There are needs that in the moment don't seem to be being met, and food becomes a solution, and the more I use that solution, the more it spirals. So there's
okay. Well, who's the creator of your needs being met?
I am.
Okay. So what are you doing around your needs being met? So that you don't have to stuff down the fear and the feelings with food.
Mm.
Give me one need that's not being met.
Sex.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about you, but if I want sex, I go, let's have some sex tonight. I put on something alluring, and we have a glass of wine, and I make my intentions known, and I look upon it as having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And serving, and this is the part, this is where we're going, Matthew.
Okay.
Serving the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So talk to me. I know we're in a really personal area here. talk to me about how joyful you are in serving your partner in sex.
Someone's laughing over here. I think it's one of those, there's no joy because
just finish the sentence. You keep monitoring yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be the one to go first.
Oh. Well, what if he doesn't want to be the one to go first?
And there we are.
Well, okay, what a waste of time when you could be having great sex. Somebody go first. Look, You know, if it comes down to maybe we might want to have sex tonight, let's throw the dice or let's toss a quarter. Heads, I make the first move. Tails, you do. I mean, come on, guys. Really? If you really want to have sex, somebody's got to make the first move. If you want to create anything, somebody's got to make the first move. You see, the universe,
yeah,
and it says this very clearly, and I mean, it's funny that this is the analogy they're giving us and the metaphor, but God, and it says this very clearly in the I Am Discourses, will not, cannot intercede to help you create anything without you asking first. So anything that we want to create, including great sex, you got to put it out there. And you've got to say, I want this. I'm doing this. Come play with me. You have to do that to make money. Right? I have to create amazing programs to serve you so that you want to come play with me, and together we create amazing things, and we create money, and we create recipe. But you know, I don't sit here and go, well, I'm not going to offer you guys anything because I don't want to go first. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, if you look at your life, Matthew, this goes throughout your entire life.
Oh, yes. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, then this week, this week, sweetheart.
Yes.
This is your week to go first in everything.
Okay. All right.
I am the God of Matthew that's going to put it out there and go first and go, come on, world, play with me. And again, this is the part of you that has felt like it doesn't belong, the part that
yes,
says, I'm putting it out there, I'm going first, I'm going to be the creator. Okay?
Okay.
So know
yeah,
that part belongs to you. And you're the director of it now, okay?
Yes.
Okay,
thank
we're
you,
all going to go first. We're all putting it out there, guys, whatever we want. We're saying, universe, I'm coming forward. I'm making this claim. Come on and play. Thank you for that. Wow.
Okay.
Who would think a question about sex would take us to that huge thing? But it did, and I love
you
for
it. Well, it's all creation.
You bet, babe. You bet. You're going to call in and let me know how the week was, okay?
Okay.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Cameron in Washington. Hi. You're on.
Hi, Dee. I'm actually here with the love of my life, and that particular issue is not one that we deal with.
Well, good for you, baby. Woo-hoo!
And I'm not even turning red. I heard you starting this morning talking about overwhelm, and the words you used were exactly the words that my husband and I used last night in a conversation, because we are feeling overwhelmed. And he put it well. He said, I feel like I'm stuck in a quagmire. And it feels to me like something's got to give, something's got to break,
something's got to move. You know, Cameron, you got to move. If you want to get out of the quagmire, you got to move, and that's what we were just talking to Matthew about. So let's find, there's two places. Now, you have to do this. You have to be the one that moves, right? That's what we just established in the last caller, because overwhelm, and we learned this in the two-hour webinar that we did on overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Overwhelm happens when you don't take action a lot of times. And we sit and we think and we ponder and we think about it. And somehow we believe that's taking action. But it's not. It's thinking and pondering. So that's the first thing. And I'm going to walk you through something. They want to take an example. But the second thing, we're going to the sheet. We're going to a core belief. And again, these are the sheets that are a compilation of 20 years of channeled information. You can get them with the Balance Podcast at imdwallace.com. This page? No. This page. So they're saying before we get to it, this is the reason that you think and ponder and don't move on. And this is what's going to open it all up. Right here, 26. Okay. These aren't the words we're going to end up with, okay? But the words as they're written is, I have to give myself up to pay for myself. So, in other words, I don't take action because I feel like if I do, I'm going to have to pay for it in a negative way somehow. So now, give me one example.
Okay. I'll give you the biggest example. Sure. Litigation with my ex-husband. And
okay. Wow. This whole show is coming together. You guys are dovetailing. First of all, when I say you have totally wished his energy out of your life, I get a no. Do you have a child with him?
I have two.
Okay, that's why. And your consciousness has not really dealt with the fact that he can be out of your life entirely, energetically, and not be out of theirs. If you are you trying to are you guys trying to share custody and all that?
No, the custody decision has been made. The issue is he hasn't paid what he needs to pay financially, and so it's really limiting choices on our end.
Around the kids,
or around and everything, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Somehow the core issue here, hold on, I'm waiting for the word. That's the highest word, is guilt, your guilt, over taking him away from his kids. Now, what they're saying is you get on top of that and things will clear up.
Okay.
Are you willing to allow him to see his kids?
Yes.
Okay. Does he know that? Is all of that clearly outlined?
Yes.
Because that's his fear, is what they're telling me. And so what he's doing is if I don't pay, I still have some control.
Yes, and that money issue was one of the core issues in our 20-year marriage. And it's what he used to have control.
Yeah, it's a big control issue. So
yeah.
I know this is a stretch, but I'm going to ask you if you can choose to open your heart and look at him with compassion as someone who is incredibly frightened that he
yes.
will not be loved, will not be taken care of by this world, and is really scared to death.
Yes.
Okay.
I do know that very deeply. I do know that.
Okay. So the more you can have compassion and love for him and ask the universe to support him in knowing that he's okay, that he is taken care of, that he's safe in this world, that he will be safe to see his children, that he does have some control over that. The faster this all can be brought into completion.
Okay.
Now, it's interesting, everyone, and I want you to be conscious of what we're talking about here. That's the last place she wants to go right now. She wants to go, UMF, you owe us money. You know, pay us the money that you owe. You're just doing this to control us, and you bastard, you. And that's where we want to go. Let's be real. That's where we want to go. When people continue to hurt us. Right?
Yes.
And again, I want to say to you, Cameron, I have had this situation in my life for a couple of years on and off with a person. And whenever I sit down and go into the channel and say, what do I need to do? I, quite frankly, had forgotten this until they took me back with you, is have compassion and love and literally sever the person from your energy. And he's not yet. He is. Do you understand, everyone, that you have to sever something energetically for it to fall away physically?
Yes.
And by him not paying, he gets to hold your energy if you let him.
Yes.
Okay.
And,
so your job is to literally wish him away, wish him well, hold compassion for him, send him love, envision him, hold his energy, help him feel safe in the world, know that he has control over his life, and then let it be, and say to the world, this needs completion now. But that's got to happen within you, Cameron, before it can happen in life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. They don't want to give me anything else. They want you to focus on that.
Okay. That's good. Thank
and
you.
You bet. It also, they're saying, before you go, is it will give you an amazing amount of peace and be able to allow both you and your loved one to feel more centered and peaceful around all this. Because the more you feel stuck and the more you feel overwhelmed, the more the quote-unquote cancer of the situation grows.
Yes, and it brings strain between the love of my life and myself.
Okay. Who's the creator of that?
We are.
You bet you are. So if you don't want to have strain, if you don't want to give your power away, if you don't want to create strain and a lack of coherency in this relationship, don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He should hear this, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's right here with me.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You guys came together to support and love each other and expand out of this. Do not give him the power of taking that away from your conscious creation.
Right. Well said.
Okay, darling.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, everybody, let's just balance everything. I am divine love. Let's bring everything into balance. We are clearly directing that we know that we handle everything in flow. We are clearly directing us as the energy of the creators of who we are, that we know we belong, that we know we are one and part of the one and the one that everything is a part of. We are all interconnected with everything. And we are the gods of us that have the free will to think the thoughts, hold the perceptions, and take the actions that we choose out of divine love, which creates and heals everything. And so it is. Thank you, darling, for bringing that in. Wow. What a freaking hour we have had. Oh, my God, I can't believe it's over. I want to keep going, but we can't. So please join me for this amazing April program. Join us on February 26th with medical intuitive Susan Shadburn. Check out my Journey to Wholeness, my relationships workshop on the Awakening Zone, and my beautiful, incredible, amazing, amazing people. Know your magnificence. And until we meet again, love yourselves to love yourselves and love yourselves more, because you know that's what it's about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.